We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. Says the Mechaber, Aser Leechol Shum Davar O Afilu Lishtos Yain O Shar Mashkin Chutz Mimayim Mishe Techshach Ad Sheyavdil. One is not allowed to eat or drink anything except for water from the time that it gets dark, from Tzitzak Ochavim, until one makes Havdalah. But if one had already began eating before it got dark, and they continued to eat and then it got dark, then one does not need to stop eating or drinking. Even if you are only drinking, you do not need to stop. If you were eating and drinking and then came, the Mishnah Berurah explains the difference between these two statements is whether one was eating a se'uda, they had washed, and then they were continuing in their se'uda, in which case, if tzeisak ha'chavim came, one does not need to stop, versus someone who did not wash, and they were not having an actual se'uda, they were just eating or drinking on its own, in which case, they need to stop when tzeisak ha'chavim comes. V'yesh omrim dahani mi l'besvecha sheicha. There is an opinion which states that even if one was eating a suda, they had washed, and then Seis HaKochavim came, only if it is suffic whether it's Seis HaKochavim or not, they can continue eating. But if they know that it is already Seis HaKochavim, then they have to take a break from their eating and change the tablecloth, so to speak, and make Havdalah, and then finish their suda. The Rama says, Haminag Pashal Kasvar Rishona. But the minag is not to be poris mabdil. Rather, if one was eating the suda already, and then Tzeisak HaChavim came, even Vaday Tzeisak HaChavim, they can continue to eat or drink until they complete their suda, and then make Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah makes a few important points. The first point is that it is not only at Tzeisak HaChavim that one must stop eating, but it is already when it is Sapei Chashecha, meaning already at Shkia, one should stop eating. If they had not actually begun a suda beforehand, if they were just eating or drinking, then they should stop eating at Shkia. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one did not yet have Shalosh Shudas and Shkia came, it is okay for them to begin eating Shalosh Shudas, eating their suda, even after Shkia. The Shaar HaTzion explains that this is in relying on other shitas in the Rishonim, and also a possibility of Safek Asei Derabanan being Docha, a Safek Iser Derabanan. But either way, according to the Mishnah Berurah, even after Shkia, one is allowed to begin eating Shalosh Shudas up until a half hour before Tzeisak Kochavim, because at a half hour before Tzeisak Kochavim, then one can no longer start eating, even L'shem Mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas. This is because then, not only is there an issue of Havdalah, but there is also an issue of eating Samach to Shema and Shmona Esrei. As well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that if one davened Mariv, then they can no longer begin a Suda either, as they would have to make a Havdalah. The Chiyav of Havdalah is Chal immediately, and one could not begin Shalosh Shudas once they davened Mariv. While this is the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish paskins that one should not eat at all after Shkia, even for the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas. Sif Beis, Hayushosim v'amru bo v'navdil. If they were eating and then everyone together said, let's go make Havdalah. Imratzu lachzor v'lishtos kodem Havdalah. If they want to go back and drink before they make Havdalah, einam tzrichim lachzor l'varich. The first opinion states that they would not need to go back and make a new bracha, even if they said that they were ready to go make Havdalah. V'yesh mi shecholik badavar. And there is another opinion which disagrees. The first opinion holds that this is not considered to be Hesech Hadas, and the second opinion holds that it is considered to be Hesech Hadas. The Mishnah Berurah states that even the first opinion only assumes that one would not need to go back and make a new bracha if they were eating a suda or if they were actually eating. But if they were just drinking, then even the first opinion agrees that once they said, let's go make Havdalah, they would need to go back and make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the first Deah, that they would not need to go back to make a new bracha if they said bo navdil, unless they were only drinking. Sif Gimel, kishem mafsik lahavdil, eino tzarech levarich bur priagafen al kos shel havdala, v'yesh omrim shetzarech. If one was eating and drinking, and then they stopped in order to make havdala, they do not need to recite a bur priagafen on the Kos Shel Havdalah, because they had already recited a Borei Pri HaGafen on whatever they were drinking up until now during the Suda. The second opinion holds that they do need to make a new bracha, because the Kos of Havdalah is an Inyan Bifnei Atzmo. It has nothing to do with the Suda that you were eating, so the bracha that you made for your Suda is not Chal on this Kos of Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the first day that really you do not need to make a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is best lechatchila not to be mavdil during the Suda, either on beer or on wine, if one made a bracha already on wine, so as to avoid getting into this shaila. But if they are in a situation where they need to stop and make havdalah during the Suda, then they should not make a bracha like the first day in this Shulchan Aruch.